All right. Let's. Let's see if I remember how to do this. Let me get to my archive first. God, it's a mess. I should have prepared better. I hope the mic placement is fine. I'm in bed because I don't know. Okay, all right. I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Hey, you. A lot has happened since we last checked in. I was going through my archive, quite a bit. Just looking at sort of the lines since when was it? April? Yeah, mid-April. I want to talk about a lot of things. I actually took some notes and was like, here are the things that I wanna hit on. But if you've ever listened to the other two of these, or even my AMA from way back when, it feels like way back when, you'll see that I don't really have a rhyme or reason for any of the things. I'm gonna turn my music down just a little bit in my ears. I got on a nostalgia kick earlier tonight and was like, why don't I listen to some Incubus? And sometimes you get on those, I need to listen to this artist, and you just listen to a lot of their catalog. Anyway, I'm gonna try and make this not an hour. I've been, truth be told, I've been writing a lot for myself a bit more lately. I've been organizing my thoughts on like what to release next. And the biggest thing that I have on my mind is my Cake Day audio, which thank you to everyone that voted on that poll. I was not sure I'd get that many votes because I don't tend to get a lot of, well, I shouldn't say I don't tend to get a lot of reception. I don't really ask you all for much in terms of like voting and like, what do you want to hear? And I know I've talked about that a little bit before. And I want to reiterate that it's not because I don't want to know. There's so much I already want to create. There's so much that's on my mind of like, I haven't done this yet. What if I do this? And it's not chasing that. It's not chasing that, like, different feeling. It's just what excites me right now. And I've never been one to be on a schedule or like a twice a week poster or a, you're always gonna get me at Wednesday at 2 Eastern. I don't whatever schedules sound like. I just create, and I really hope that you all like it. Like that's really the thing. Okay, let me pull up this notepad thing. That's typically where I work, is in my the notes app in my iPhone. Like all of my scripts start there. All of my ideas start there. I've been using Notion a bit. To sort them out. That's really just to keep me honest, though. It always starts in notes. So we're definitely going to talk about past audios or the audios that I've done, since our last update, which it looks like there's 13 lines here. And I think I haven't even updated this. Awards. Oh my God, I really want to talk to you all about awards. Let me just here, let me put some like check boxes near these things. First off, thank you so much to every one of you that awards my posts. Like it's I don't even know what to say. Feel like any, like if I said shocking, that someone would be like, oh yeah, V, it's shocking. And I fucking hate that. It is surprising. It's surprising to me when someone feels compelled to award my post, comment on my post. So many of you are amazing about commenting. And okay, stick to awards, stick to awards. I don't know what to say. Like it's amazing. It makes me feel special and like you really, really, really liked it. So I'm incredibly grateful for those of you that go out of your way or, you know, get a free award and think about me or whatever. You know, like it's so fucking sweet and I can't thank you enough. The shitty thing is that Reddit, I don't even know when, changed it so that I rarely get a direct message about the award unless it's anonymous. And so some of the notifications don't even come through. Some of the notifications, I see a name and I can't reply to it. A lot of them are going to chat, and chat is such a I really don't like talking to people through chat. It feels so immediate, and I don't always have the energy to be chatting with folks as much as I'd love to. You know, I do try my best to reply to everyone. Not that I get that many messages, and this is not me complaining or, you know, asking for unnecessary messages. Like if you want to say something, like please say something. Don't be afraid. I'm a nice, I think. I hope. But yeah, the awards communication system is not optimal for someone that does content in the manner that I do. I really hope that, you know, people that reach out are not creepy. And I've been incredibly lucky to have a very supportive and sweet and, you know, respectful people that decide to come and listen to me every now and then, and sometimes regularly. And that's great. But a lot of the notifications just aren't coming through, and I feel so shitty about it because I want to thank each and every one of you every time. I try and be really good about replying to, you know, anyone that words or comments or, you know, says something to me about an audio. And yeah, it's a bummer about what Reddit did, and I did send in a couple of complaints. Nicely, not like mean, just like, you know, hey, I want to talk to people. To me, honestly, if you wanted to send me an award and send it anonymously, like and like put like your username in it, I'm happy to reply. And, you know, thank you personally. I really don't know how to get around it, to be quite honest, but thank you. Really. Thank you. I got a that 100 award milestone, which I think is because of just the amount of productivity I had, honestly, because again, you've all been really great at awarding me, but I got that little placard, I guess, on my profile, and I was like, wow, that's and I know that people get it a lot sooner. Like there are a ton of new performers that, you know, have 30 audios already, you know, and they've been around, you know, a couple of months. There's a gal that I've watched that I feel like fills something every day, and it's incredible to watch. I keep using incredible. I should use a different word anyway. I'm just like, wow, you can just churn these out. You know, the quality's great. You know, some people are starting off with, you know, really expensive equipment, and it's fascinating to watch. And you know, see the new stuff coming around. But those two things, or a couple of things about awards, I really wanted to hit on, and all about it, you know, is just to say thank you. I really do appreciate it. This community shocks me all the time with its positivity, and I am so very, 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 very thankful for you. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not even gonna cover that topic. I'm just gonna skip right over it. Let's talk a little bit about day one, V. You know, I never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would be in a position where the amount of people that are listening to my content, and this is not to say I'm a huge performer or anything like that, or I have, like, you know, a platform of sorts. Like, I'm going to say this, and I need you to understand that I'm saying this from the heart. I'm still new to this. I don't have any acting training or drama or stage stuff. Like, I'm not that person. I am a regular person with a real job that has been exploring this entire time. And to think that I've been doing this for almost a year blows my mind. And that you all listen. You know, I'd see people with profiles with, you know, has received X amount of awards in the past 30 days. And, you know, they get so many comments, and I'd be like, wow, that, you know, this person is really loved here. And now that I'm sort of scratching at that, I don't want to say it's overwhelming. It's a bit surreal. It feels like I can't process that what's happening is happening. And I think it's because, you know, these things aren't like a, you know, someone listening to me is not a guarantee. Me posting an audio and it being recepted well is not a guarantee, and it's not something that I take for granted. So every time an audio is well received, I am surprised, I am shocked, I am humbled, I am grateful. And I think about, you know, me struggling to get through a script those first few weeks or months or whatever. And me now, I do still struggle a lot. I was talking to Vox about that tonight, actually, about how many retakes I was doing with a recent fill. And I still question myself a lot about, is this good? Am I pushing myself enough? Is this fake? Does it feel real? And I want to hold on to that for as long as I can. I want to hold on to that uneasy feeling of, well, I don't know if this is good or not, but it's the best that I can do. And I'm okay with that. And I hope you are too. Okay, so cake day. I actually am not going to talk about what tags, quote unquote, won until after my cake day, which is August 12th. For those of you that have been listening to me since my verification audio, I actually didn't start doing GWA on my first day. I didn't start my profile as a GWA profile. It was very much a Reddit account. So even though I'll be celebrating my cake day, it's not exactly a year, but you know what? That little cake is really cute, so we're gonna celebrate. I will say that it's a GFE audio. And I think that's all I'll say. I do hope you like it, though. Okay. Let's talk about past audios. I'm gonna take a sip of water. Let's see. Okay, where was I? Yes, I know I'm on airplane mode. Where is my Google Sheet? Oh God, please. What is this? I'll cut this out, don't worry. Oh, there you are. Okay. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to turn my internet back on. I just don't want the static. Come on. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we were spring check-in. I did a ramble fab. I don't really do those much. There are people that do ramble fabs that are fantastic at them. I tend to lock up when there's a mic there, so it's not that I'm saying don't listen to them, but it's usually not, you know, the usual. But I did like that I used improv to orgasm as a tag. After that, I did Forest Fireflies. I don't care if you're on a Zoom call, I want to suck your cock. That one was really fun. I recorded that with some friends on a Discord call, and that was really fun. It was nerve-wracking. I tend to not do retakes when I'm live recording. You'll find this. That's something that I realized when I recorded with Curvaceous Caryed 2 and Red-Haired MILF. I tend to be a lot more steady when I have someone else listening, or another performer or friends listening. I don't think I'm going through these very, very well. Let me start over. Okay. I just want to make you feel good. Oh God, no. See, now I'm selling it. I don't want to sell it. Okay. And you can follow along with me if you go to my profile and go to my complete lunar library. It's one of my pinned posts. Right now, I'm on, at least at this point, it's line 12. I recorded that one because honestly, I wanted to fill another Firefly script. Firefly has great stuff. I recommend her scripts to a lot of my friends. She hasn't been writing recently, but Firefly did me a solid when I was maybe two audios in and was DMing her and saying, "You know, I want to fill one of your scripts one of these days," because they would just get gobbled up so fast. And she invited me to the Oddball server, and I made every single friend in the community that I have now in the Oddball server. So I owe an incredible debt. Oh, see, there it fucking is again. I need someone give me different words to use, please. This is why I fill scripts. This is why I can't improv. Anyway. Oh, that's actually a good segue to from Oddballs to the Suck and Fuck Adventure 8, or the I. Or 111, I guess. Anyway, so throughout the year, the Oddballs community will host an audio swap. And an audio swap is, it's basically where, so me as a performer, I will fill out a form and say, hear all of the things that I want to hear in an audio. And then all of the other performers do the same thing. And then the mod team takes those preferences and then matches you up with someone. So in my case, I was matched up with my dear friend, Everdistant Utopia. You may have heard me refer to him as Avalon. That is what I call him. That is what most people call him. Crimson King Brunstad is the one who gave him that name. Anyway, so it was actually, I think, right before I released the Zoom call script that I got the message that I was matched up with Avalon. And for those of you that don't know, Avalon is a very close friend of mine, and I hope I can say that. I might ask him beforehand, but he has helped me in a number of ways develop as a performer and be more confident in my content. I mod for his Twitch stream, which we've done a bunch of monthly charities that you've likely seen me post about, either on Twitter or on Reddit. He is an amazing human being, and I am so thankful that he and I connect in the way that we do, because he's just a good bean all around. I adore him so fucking much. So Avalon does this thing where he will just click every single box in in the form as a way to sort of fuck with people. And also to encourage them to create something new. And the second I saw his name and all of the tags clicked, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to use as many tags as possible. How do I do that in a cohesive way? I'm going to do a CYOA. And I outlined everything, I think the same day. Knew who I was going to ask for a cameo, was going to call in favors from a couple of people, and I was like, I really hope I can do this in a month. I'm not going to ask anyone to perform with me, and I did with Wicked Sub. Also, shout out to Wicked Sub. She's fucking. I almost said it. She's phenomenal. I remember listening to one of her audios when she had kind of quasi returned, and I was like, wow, this is really good. And I knew that Avalon was a fan of her work. So anyways, I start outlining and just start writing. I ask Krim, I'm like, hey, here's the outline. What do you think? Because Krim and Avalon are basically the same person. And Krim, of course, was just like, yeah, that looks great. And it was such a blur for a month that I didn't like, I was like, I can't release any other content. I'm not gonna do things other than this. I did end up writing something else, which I will talk about in a bit, but I read the whole fucking thing with the exception of the dream sequence. So let me actually, the Choose Your Own Adventure. The concept is the listener comes to the house where his twin sisters, his twin cat girl sisters, and his Kitsune best friend have recently moved in with each other. And he has to decide, is he going to stay with his best friend and hang out, or is he going to go and hang out with his sisters? Sounds very simple. It kind of is. But within each branch, I tried to incorporate as many of the tags as I could. I knew that I wanted to have a dreamscape because I was also going to have a wake up. And within the dreamscape, I was like, I want this to be a sci-fi, you know, adventure. And I had all of the bullet points in my head. And as I was writing all of the different branches, I kept having trouble with the dreamscape. I was like, I know exactly the way that I want the plot to progress. I know all of the points that I want to hit. I know how I want it to get into hypnosis. Like, I knew all of those things, but I just couldn't get the words on the page. I experienced that a couple of times throughout that month, especially with the sisters. Thankfully, my friend Fluff sat in VC with me for, I think, 2 hours, and we just kind of sat in silence as he played video games and I wrote. Which, you know, sometimes you just need a you know, a body there to be like, you know what, I'm not going to say anything to you. I'm not going to bounce any ideas off of you. I'm just going to write. It's good to have people like that in your life. Anyway, yeah, I couldn't get the dreamscape on paper. And I saw this writer, Logosomancer. You know, I might be saying that wrong, honestly. I should ask him, but Logosomancer, I think that's right. I'm like, hey, Logos, would you be interested in, you know, massaging this a bit? And he, within like 10 minutes, was like, you know, well, what if you did this and this and this and this? And I was like, that's really good. Do you want to write it? And 15 minutes later, he had something and I was like, brilliant. I'm going to, you know, line edit to my particular flavor. You're amazing. Thank you. Sent it to Vox, was like, hey, here's the concept. What do you think? And for those of you that don't know Vox in the Void, he excels at the fantasy sci-fi sort of editing. I mean, he excels at all of the editing, but I think where he really shines is like the espionage, sci-fi, you know, all of that stuff, like that fantasy world. Amazing. And yeah, it all came together down to the wire, and I was really, 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 really happy about giving that to Avalon as a gift and releasing it to you all. And I think some of you liked it. It was a pretty big challenge for me. And actually, in between that, I took a short break and live recorded the next audio, the collab with Red Haired MILF, sharing you on our steamy camping trip. You have no idea how long it took for us to come up with that title. We had been trying to do a camping collab for months. I think we first started talking about it in like February or something. And writing can take a really long time for me. I'll have a concept and then sort of write a couple of lines and then leave it alone until it scratches or starts itching at me again. We finished writing like the last 20% of the script as we were about to jump on a live recording call, or while we were on the live recording call. And Yeah. That one was fun. I mean, it's a camping story, you know? It's a I don't know if I should go into the description of like what all of the audios are about. You know, it I feel like it's rude to say check the tags, but I also want to get through this and talk about, you know, the creative process. And I'm looking over and I see it's 33 minutes already and we barely just started talking about audios. What I will say is that it's a really fun time collabing with Red. We play off of each other so well. I think. I know this. I feel the chemistry with Red, and it always makes me think about how important it is to have that chemistry with your collab partner. And it makes me hesitant to collab with a lot of people. I don't really sign up for a lot of collabs. And I wasn't like that when I started. But it's all for the best. And honestly, you know, once I got done with that Choose Your Own Adventure and the camping trip one in basically like a month, which again, remember that camping trip one is it had been started in the concept and all of that. Anyway, it's too many disclaimers. I was like, if I can do this in a month, I can probably write more for myself. And there have been a couple of listeners that are like, you know, when are the Midnight Musings coming out? And I imagine very few of you know about the Midnight Musings, but it's basically a tag that I used for my writing. And you'll see that I kind of put it in the body of the post now, because I've become a tag happy person. But anyway, yeah, I was really encouraged to just start writing. I released right after that, I released my first Pillow Talk audio, which was literally me pulling out my phone and talking for 5 minutes and then going back and editing it. I can tell that we are going to be friends. It's a very awkward encounter in an electronics store, which ends in us getting pizza. Next, I collabed with Red again. The Taken Cat King script, a vampire and a hellhound seduce a shy boy. That was one that was actually presented to us. And even though I read the script and was like, this is great, I often do that. I often read a script and I'm like, wow, this is phenomenal. This is, you know, I love this writing. And I have zero intention of ever filling it. And it's not because, you know, I'm lying. I do believe it's a good script, but every script doesn't need a fill from me. I get no. And just admiration for, you know, your fellow creator. That's always nice and fun. The title's pretty self-explanatory, but I play the vampire and Red plays the hellhound. It's a rape just in case sort of audio. And it was a good fill, I thought. I'm kind of blowing past these. Wow. Here I thought I was going to take forever, and I'm doing great. After that, so after that collab, I was like, I'm not filling anyone else's work. I don't care what scripts I see. I'm not doing it. And then, of course, Fluff Cunningham drops Rescued by an Elven Barbarian. And I read that script so many times. And I often do this with Fluff scripts. I will read them multiple times. He's an excellent writer. Have I shifted from incredible to excellent? Is that what I've done? Again, give me more words. Okay. The Elven Barbarian script. A lot of you really liked that one. What can I say? I read the script and felt immediately that it needed an accent. It is the first time I've used an accent in an audio. It's a really fun story about saving a guy in the desert, taking him back to your village, and then just having some fun in the water springs. I really liked that edit. I did a couple of things to make it sound fun, and I think fondly on that audio. It's a good one. Okay. After that, I did a sort of I'm saying this, but I'm not saying this in a negative way. The Lady Lair has been doing the citizenship series, which the idea is so original, and she's put a ton of work into organizing that. And I had heard that a few people had pulled out, and I really like Lady, and was like, well, hey, like if you need some help, like I'm happy to step in, even though I'm not Canadian. And she gave me the Northwest Territories and told me, hey, you can do it safe for work, you can do it sexy, however you'd like to do it. And was it improv? I don't think it was improv. I think I sort of just like wrote something out really quick after I read the facts that Lady shared with me. And it was not an interrogation audio, but it is like a get down to business, remember what I'm telling you, and go along your way. And I kind of love it. It's the first time I do like any sort of knife play stuff. If you can hear my tummy, I'm sorry. So it was time for me to go to bed, and I had dinner like 6 hours ago, but I'm not going to eat anything because I'll just do that in the morning. Anyway, I liked it. And I guess the same day I released I Just Wanted to Tease, which is an F sub audio. I've been wanting to do more F sub because I'm a switch and I like doing F sub. It's really fun. I did write it. And it's sort of the classic story of girlfriend is very needy and you've both been too busy to get it on, and so she pulls out some classic tricks to get laid. Right after that, actually pretty quickly after that, I was inspired by a conversation with a friend of mine about sort of the lack of pregnant women audios on the sub. And I thought, I wonder why. And I wrote, You Find Yourself in a Beautiful House with a Beautiful Wife. Yes, that's Talking Heads. Inspired by Talking Heads, I should say. And I wanted to see more pregnant. When you search pregnant, you'll typically find get me pregnant, not hey, I'm pregnant. And it's not me being an activist or anything. I had a really productive July. And I think there's one more audio that I haven't placed on here. And then we get to Glamour Girl. So Late Stage Infernalism, who is an inspiration to all, asked me to be part of his Hafei University project, which was released, let's see, the 15th of July. And he gave me a fairly lengthy six scene relationship audio. I should actually read the tags. Multiple scenes that take place over years, long-term relationship. And this would be the third script by LSI that I have performed. The first one was Your Genetically Engineered Girl. Oh God, I should really be better about knowing what titles of things I've filled. Your genetically engineered sex girl helps you de-stress during these trying times. That was a Firefly and LSI collab script. And then the one that I really pushed myself with, your wait a minute. Wait a minute, did I miss? Holy shit. I think that. Okay, so I think when I recorded the spring check-in, I actually hadn't released your tomboy BFF takes what she wants, you. Oh, fuck. Well, I guess now's as good a time as any to talk about that, Phil. Yeah, I think when I did the check-in, I had talked about how I wanted to do Yandere audios and push myself a bit more with dark scripts and rapey stuff. And I did that, Your Tomboy BFF Takes What She Wants, you, in a very method actor type of way, meaning that, like, I had my mic positioned as so I was like on top of it and was actively going crazy on the And it's the first time I've done something like that. But I think I needed to do that to get that performance out of it. It's pretty intense. But that's what his writing does. LSI's writing makes you want to turn yourself up a notch and really pull that performance out of you so that when it's heard, you're like, that's an LSI script. And I hope that I did that with the Tomboy BFF one. And then Glamour Girl, well, it wasn't dark. Very romantic, which LSI is superb at. See? Superb now. And it took a while. Sometimes it takes me a bit to like get into a character and into like the headspace of what a character would be like. And Glamour Girl was one of those because she's so emotional. There's so many varying levels of emotion that she displays throughout that audio. It's like 50 minutes, a little over 50 minutes. And man, I just love her. I love her. It is one of my most, I don't want to say exhausting performances, but it did take a lot out of me. Or I should say I put a lot into that. Yeah, that's better. I think it was something like over 4,000 words. It was long. But I love that audio, and you have no idea how honored I am that LSI even asked me, like me of all people. It's crazy. It's crazy. And since then, I have been sort of talking to LSI a bit more and, reading some of his stuff and writing some things in his general direction. And he's taken some concepts and made them into these expanded things. And I'm touching my head right now because it's never would I have thought. Anyway, Glamour Girl is great. I'll probably post it on its own. sometime soon. And the last one I have on this list is You Are Mine to Torment, which is Tsundere audio, my first, at least my first public audio of a Tsundere. If you're on my Patreon, you probably heard that Pillow Talk audio that I did a little while back. I need to add some more stuff to my Patreon. Also, I should probably talk about that too. I didn't put it on the list. I did start a Patreon. It's $1 a month. I mostly opened it just as a tip. I mean, I opened it so that people had a place to tip me if they wanted. And a place to, and just to kind of test the waters, you know? I don't. My primary focus will always be free content. I love my job. I love what I do. I love being a community member. I don't have an intention on creating my own little community. I have many friends and peers and people that I look up to that do those sorts of things, and that's fantastic for them, and I support them, and I, you know, show up and I do all of those things because that's 100% fantastic, good, great, do it. It's not for me. I don't like having schedules. I don't like the thought of deadlines. Like even thinking about this cake day thing has stifled my creativity 100%. I've had this script that I'm going to do for my cake day is a concept that I abandoned last year, and I'm bringing it back and spicing it up. And LSI has even helped me a bit with spicing it up, but it's not even that it's that challenging. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all challenging, whatever. But I don't know, it something about deadlines just makes me sort of shrivel up and think, well, I don't need to do it right now. I really like the freedom. Anyway, yeah, Your Mind to Torment. Whew. I love our writers. I love the writers of this community, and it is a bit of that. Some of my friends tell me that I bully with love, and so I wanted to make that a tag, bullying with love. And I also wanted to kind of have like a nudge and a wink to, you know, writers that get taken advantage of, writers that get actually bullied. Like that stuff happens in this community. There are people that will think that they can take ideas and take writing and do things that they're not supposed to. And it's not okay. And I wanted to show my support in a way that felt fun and expressive. So that's that audio. And I think the last thing that I posted or was a part of was a collab with Illusions, Avalee123, Val. It was a sort of a sexy comedy live recording that I did on Illusions' server, Illusions Collared. And it was literally like I was in bed. Ava DM'd me and was like, "Hey, could you live record an hour?" And I was like, "Do you really need me?" And I ended up just sort of doing it. It was fun. It was fun. Those ladies are heroes of mine. And for to like step into that was, whew. And we've reached the end of the list. Look at that. Wow. Okay, we're reaching an hour. What do I want to say? Just that I appreciate you. And even though we're approaching a year, so many of your names I remember and think about and hope to see over and over again because it's It's a crazy little community we have, and I am thankful that you spend your time listening to me. It will forever put a smile on my face and make me want to keep going. Here's to more and more cake days. Here's to more writing, more fills, and pushing myself that much more. Thank you, as always, for listening.